I'm hearing from friends in the teaching profession that there's been a bit of a shift in how behaviour management issues are dealt with from parents these days compared to previous generations. Erin Scammell is an educator and communications manager at Unity College in Murray Bridge. She joins me in the studio to discuss. Hi, Erin.
Hello. How are you today, Jenny?
I'm really well, thank you.
Great. And
so you're doing some communication stuff at the school, but you're also an educator and you've been doing it for about 13 years. In that time, have you noticed much of a shift?
I would say that 13 years ago was probably certainly a significant shift from when I was a student. And in the last 13 years since I've become an educator, there is definite changes in how behaviour management is dealt with from the parents' perspective, but also the behaviours are changing as well. And I don't know whether that's a direct result of a new generation of parenting or if there are other factors at play, to be quite honest, Jenny.
Yeah, I've heard the theory that it's this sort of customer's always right, you know, people are demanding satisfaction in terms of the outcomes they get, maybe seeing schools more like a service as opposed to, I don't know, like there's a change in the way a lot of parents think about the role of a school and a teacher, you know, doing a job for them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Jenny. Look, I think schools have always delivered a service that has held an expectation from families. However, I think with social media and the ease of access to information, no matter where you look, you can pull your phone out and research something and have an answer there. And then I think that same instantaneous expectation is delivered in a school space as well. So I think the education system is now at the point where we're having to deliver now, if not yesterday. Whereas in the past, there was an understanding that there was a timeline and things happened a little bit differently. So I think with social shifts and cultural shifts, we're seeing a lot more expectation on the school system, whether it be the staff or the students for that matter. But I do think there is a change in behaviour with the students.
Ah, in what way?
Well, I just think that there's a similar expectation from the students as well. So they have that same ability to access information readily. So they are, I suppose, feeding from their parents' expectation as well. And in the classroom, that looks a little bit different. Not for better or for worse, but it's certainly a changing environment. Mm.
So do you think that changes the way educators approach managing students?
I would say I don't necessarily think it's a different approach. I think that educators need to be mindful of their approach because there's that shift in expectation. I think educators are doing an excellent job managing this shift and evolving with the education that is becoming a space that requires more. And I think that educators are challenged with delivering more when their plates are already incredibly full.
Mm. Yeah, and that's an issue I understand that you're concerned about, Erin, is just the amount of work that teachers have these days and it just piling on.
Absolutely. You know, I think when I started teaching 13 years ago, it was, you know, you go, you do your job, you do the extra training. There's the expectation that you do 60 additional hours of training to keep your, you know, training and development up to speed. There's obviously people perceive school holidays for teachers, this great time that teachers have off. But the reality of that is actually that's when teachers are doing all of their planning and getting ready for the next term. So when they're at school, there's all of the contact hours with the students. So, you know, even having a loo break isn't that straightforward. So, you know, most jobs you can have that time to just sort of step aside and make yourself a coffee or do whatever else you need to do. But it's very structured, the work week for a teacher, which is great. But certainly the holidays aren't as they seem.
Mm, yeah, I'm sure. I know people who they say it's a big bugbear because they spend half the holidays, you know, preparing and that sort
absolutely,
of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
With us at the moment is educator Erin Scammell. We're talking about maybe a bit of a cultural shift in the way students and parents are behaving these days. Do you have any examples of, you know, when you've been a teacher, things like that happening where you've been confronted by parents who are demanding a better service?
Absolutely. This happened, in fact, about 9 years ago. I was at a primary school in Adelaide, and the first day I was there, I was just packing up at the end of the day, getting ready for the next day once the students had all left. And a lovely mother came into my classroom and stood over me at my desk and insisted that if things didn't change, that she would threaten me with a lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
And that her child required more attention because she was being bullied. And in fact, after a few more weeks of being at that school and working with this child and the other students in that group, I actually learnt that that child was the antagonist. And
right.
Yeah, so it was, and these things happen when you're a teacher. You know, I've been at schools, I've worked at schools where a teacher has had a wheelie bin thrown at them. I've worked at a school where I personally confiscated a flip knife. You know, so I've worked in various schools across South Australia, and there are lots of different challenges that teachers are faced with. Mm. And I think the general public don't really know the full low down on what's actually happening in schools at the moment. And I think a lot of these big challenges have been there for a while, but I do feel like that they seem to be escalating as I talk to other friends in the school communities.
All right. So do you have a message out there for parents and grandparents? Is there something, please, is there anything that people can do to better support the school environment and the kids and teachers?
I think one of the best things to do is be mindful of what your child is doing. I think the biggest issue that we're faced with at the moment is social media and online bullying that's happening, that is really difficult to police at school when it's happening at home. So my advice is just be aware of what your kids are doing, where they are, whether that's online or elsewhere. But certainly, yeah, don't be afraid to step in and you know, actually monitor what they're doing online, because those situations are really causing some very big problems across South Australia, you know, across South Australian schools.
Oh, right. And of course, I mean, there are some situations where a guardian or a parent might be right in having concerns about a situation or a teacher or the environment, but where do you draw the line? Like, do you have any messages for those parents who are, you know, going to the schools and saying this isn't good enough?
I think it's really important, obviously, to listen to your child, but also be prepared to listen to the second side of the story, the other side of the story. And talking to the staff at the school and hearing their version of the events before jumping to conclusions. Because there's always more to it. And sometimes, you know, kids are kids. They like to embellish a little bit, you know, or, you know, they're afraid of getting into trouble. So they might, you know, they're feeling hurt in that situation. So they might, you know, make up little elements of that story. It's a journey for a child to learn, you know, how to communicate with other people. And we support them by listening them and trusting them, but also listening to the other side of the story too, you know, to support them if they're making some poor choices.
Erin Scammell from Unity College, love to have you back sometime. I'm sure there's a myriad of topics we can talk about in the education sector.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jenny.
Thanks for joining us.